In its 2013 budget proposal, DOD told Congress it wanted authority to conduct two more rounds of base realignments and closures, commonly known as BRAC. Officials argued as part of the new defense strategy they developed in response to $487 billion in 10-year budget cuts that they needed to shrink the footprint of U.S. bases to match a shrinking military force. But the pitch got a frosty reception on Capitol Hill this year. The House passed a 2013 defense authorization bill that declined to approve another BRAC round. The full Senate has yet to pass its authorization bill, but BRAC was a no-go in the Senate Armed Services Committee as well.
It's now clear, obviously, that there will not be a round of BRAC authorized in 2013. And that's no surprise. I didn't put any money on the provision. When I was asked by some of my budgeteers, shouldn't we put a dollar sign for the BRAC? I said, don't waste your time. I mean, we have to put it forward. We've got to make clear that we've got to make the argument, but I understand. I understand how tough it would be. But it is an important debate that we have to have. It's an important debate to have. And frankly, it's not going away.
Panetta says even though DOD wasn't counting on BRAC to meet its budget savings targets, base closures are going to have to come sooner or later, though later is more likely.
I understand, as I said, that now is not the time for a BRAC round, particularly when our economy is struggling to recover. But the reality is the department is going to need to take a hard look at what we do in terms of supportive infrastructure as we seek to reduce overhead costs. It's the very definition of hollowing out the force. If I'm taking the force structure down and then maintaining large infrastructure costs, then the money that ought to be going for training, for assistance, for help for our soldiers is going to maintain the infrastructure. It's the definition of hollowing out.
Panetta made his remarks to an audience at the annual conference of the Association of Defense Communities, which represents local governments and other organizations with a significant military presence. The venue was Carmel, California, near where Panetta lives and in the district he represented as a congressman in the early 1990s. He was on the losing end of a BRAC closing when, in 1991, the Base Closing Commission selected Fort Ord for its shutdown list. He and local leaders fought the closing of the Army base, which he recalled was responsible for 25% of the local economy, but they lost in the end.
We had to face the reality of what took place, and my tribute goes out to all of the local leaders in this community because we sat around a table and basically said, okay, now what? And everybody agreed that the important thing now was to move on, to understand that our job now was to try to make sure that we developed an effective reuse for that base so that we could minimize the economic damage that was done. We had a hell of a lot of proposals that came in. Some people wanted it to be Disneyland on the Central Coast, theme parks, prisons. Prisons are big for posts that are closed.
In the end, part of the base became home to a new campus of the California State University system, though much of the old post still is occupied by deteriorating buildings and sites that need cleanup. Panetta says DOD needs to address those responsibilities at bases across the country that have been closed in prior BRAC rounds. But he promised the defense community's audience that despite budget cuts, DOD would continue to spend money through its Office of Economic Adjustment to help communities that have been hurt by closed bases and whose local infrastructure is being strained by an influx of military personnel because of realignments.
OEA has been important for Monterey and for scores of other base closure communities, helping the communities organize, to speak with one voice, providing planning grants, to kickstart the economic adjustment process, bringing other federal agencies to the table to help with that implementation. I can assure you that OEA will be there to do everything possible to assist and deal with the impact of what we will have, which is a smaller defense budget, and to deal with the issue as well of defense industry layoff.
And Panetta took the opportunity to announce two new OEA grants.
The first grant will provide the city of Lakewood, Washington, with $5.7 million for improvements to the Freedom Bridge overpass near Madigan Army Medical Center. And the second grant will provide $40 million to Montgomery County, Maryland, for a series of improvements to pedestrian, bicycle, public transportation access around the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center at Bethesda. Both of these projects will greatly improve access to these important and growing medical facilities, and they are a tangible sign of our commitment to work with communities that have been impacted by the BRAC process.
While DOD waits for the congressional authority it says it needs for more BRAC, Panetta says he's telling the department to find ways to save money on the basing infrastructure it now has. He says Monterey has shown one way forward via shared services between local governments and its remaining military installation, the Presidio of Monterey.
Monterey, as most of you know, has been a leader in this area. It built a very unique partnership between the Presidio and the City of Monterey that allows for the provision of a wide range of municipal and other base support services, including firefighting, road and facility maintenance, child care, broadband internet support. This approach has allowed both DOD and the City of Monterey to do it, to provide the services necessary for our forces, and at the same time achieve significant savings.
Panetta says he wants DOD to treat the Presidio experience as a pilot program and copy it elsewhere throughout the country. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.